This is Poetry Off the Shelf from the Poetry Foundation, June 2nd, 2008. I'm Curtis Fox. This week, Gary Snyder, winner of the 2008 Lilly Prize. The Ruth Lilly Poetry Prize is worth $100,000. The Poetry Foundation gives it out not for any specific book, but for the poet's lifetime achievements. Gary Snyder is associated with the West Coast beat poets of the 50s and 60s. He also spent many years in Japan studying Zen Buddhism. He's known as a nature poet, yet many of his poems are about people carefully observed in their natural environments, whether it's on a highway or in the mountains. The judges this year were poets Ivan Boland, Sandra Gilbert, and Poetry Magazine's editor Christian Wyman.
Often when I hear the phrase nature poetry, my heart sinks a little.
Christian Wyman introduced Snyder at the awards ceremony in Chicago last Thursday, and we're going to hear a few excerpts from that evening. In his introduction, Wyman said that even when they're writing about nature, most contemporary poets are still preoccupied by their own sensibilities.
The great thing about Gary Snyder's poetry is not simply the consistent compassion and attention on every page, but that it always reveals a mind more interested in the world than the self. A leaf beyond fire sparkles with nightfall frost. There are layers of vision and meaning in lines like these from Gary Snyder, which are everywhere in his work, and which can help a reader not simply to see the world, but to be in it more fully.
Wyman also said that Snyder's work has been praised for its bedrock sanity.
You don't hear many poets since Romanticism, and especially since Confessionalism, praised for their sanity. Quite the opposite, in fact. We tend to praise the poets whose lives have gone up in flames, poets who seem to have martyred themselves to their art. It's a real pleasure, then, to honor now a life's work that seems in every way devoted to and a consecration of life. Please welcome the winner of the 2008 Ruth Lilly Prize in Poetry, Gary Snyder.
For the occasion, Gary Snyder read poems from various points in his career, including one that he thinks he wrote way back in 1955.
Yeah, summer of 1955. Working on a trail crew as a laborer, seasonal laborer, in Yosemite National Park, getting ready for the summer trail crew work season by stacking up the bales of hay in the big hay barn that the park maintains that will be for the subsequent winter. This is putting the winter hay away for the coming winter in June. So this is called hay for the horses. He had driven half the night from far down San Joaquin through Mariposa up the dangerous mountain roads and pulled in at 8 a.m. with his big truckload of hay behind the barn. With winch and ropes and hooks, we stacked the bales up clean to splintery redwood rafters, high in the dark, flecks of alfalfa whirling through shingle cracks of light. Itch of hay dust in the sweaty shirt and shoes. At lunchtime under black oak, out in the hot corral, the old mare nosing lunch pails, grasshoppers crackling in the weeds. I'm 68, he said. I first bucked hay when I was 17. I thought that day I started, I sure would hate to do this all my life. And damn it, that's just what I've gone and done.
Gary Snyder reading Hay for the Horses, which he said is probably his best-known poem. But a lot of his poems are well-known. Snyder is one of the rare poets to have won both critical praise and popular appeal. Maybe that has something to do with the directness and simplicity of many of his poems.
My intention, in part, has been marked by an obvious preference for pre-Norman monosyllabic Old English vocabulary. I really like monosyllabic early English. Another preference is for learning how to twist or bend or violate grammar and syntax in ways that twist new meaning out of it without driving people crazy. And without them, in some cases, even realizing that it's not good grammar.
As people with cars know, gas prices are now at record highs. And that may be why Snyder chose to read the next poem. You're not going to hear any grammatical howlers in this poem, but the syntax is twisted and abbreviated in a way to suggest a kind of journal entry.
This is a mildly prophetic poem called Oil. For a year and a half, I worked in the engine room of an oil tanker under contract with the U.S. Navy. Oil. February 1959. Soft rain squalls on the swells. South of the Bonin Islands, late at night. Light from the empty mess hall throws back bulky shadows of winch and fairlead over the slanting fantail where I stand. But for men on watch in the engine room, and the man at the wheel, and the lookout in the bow, the crew sleeps in cots on deck or narrow iron bunks down drumming passageways below. The ship burns with a furnace heart, steam veins and copper nerves, quivers and slightly twists and always goes, easy roll of the hull and deep vibration of the turbines underfoot. Bearing what all these crazed, hooked nations need, steel plates and long injections of pure oil.
Gary Snyder reading Oil. Fast forward 40 years to a poem from his most recent book, Danger on Peaks. The poems in this collection, he says, are meditations on impermanence, both geological and human.
This is what you might call a haibun, based on the Japanese 18th, 19th century tradition of haiku poems combined with a little bit of prose, a little prose statement, then a brief poem. For Anthea Corinne Snyder Lowry, my sister, 1932 to 2002. She was on the Marin County grand jury, heading to a meeting south of Petaluma on the 101. The pickup ahead of her lost a grass mower off the back. She pulled onto the shoulder and walked right out into the lane to take it off. That had always been her way. Struck by a speedy car, an instant death. White egrets standing there, always standing there, there at the crossing on the Petaluma River.
Gary Snyder, winner of the 2008 Ruth Lilly Poetry Prize, reading at the awards ceremony at the Arts Club of Chicago last Thursday, May 29th. You can find a generous selection of his poems in our archive at poetryfoundation.org. We always want to hear what you think of this program. Email us at podcast@poetryfoundation.org. The music used in this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. For Poetry Off the Shelf, I'm Curtis Fox. Thanks for listening.